can't do it, man.
Tell me your name first.
Michael Cole.
And your age?
17.
And where you live?
In Bayville, Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Tell them some of the something that you.
Well, I learned that this has been going on many, many years, many centuries, you know, and it started from our ancestors was hand-me-down, all kind of superstition and weird belief of things that you hear what you might do, you know. Like if a black cat cross the road going a certain way, it's supposed to give you bad luck or something. Maybe if you be walking down the road smoking a cigarette and while it's dark, you're scared, you could dump ashes over your left shoulder and you would not see no ghosts. It'd be all kind of certain belief and superstition of this matter.
Where did you hear those, Michael?
Mostly from my grandmothers and aunts, old people, most of it.
They live in Belleville, too?
Yes. Some friends, but they, grandmama had told them, you know, and they just tell us, sometimes they be just talking, just playing up the conversation, you know, after a picture gun came on TV, and people just started talking.
Ann Brown.
And age?
16.
And where do you live?
In Jasper.
Okay. Now, can you tell me some beliefs about, some folklore about women are pregnant?
Oh, I heard this from my mom. She said if you eat a certain kind of, well, if you like a certain kind of food or whatever, like a certain, like a strawberry, if you eat that constantly while you're pregnant, the kid is subject to have some kind of mark on him.
Like a birthmark.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, you gotta ask me.
Okay, do you know any more?
Yeah, about if you tickle a baby while he's small, he starts stuttering.
When he starts speaking?
Pardon?
When he speaks, he stutters. Right?
Yes.
Where did you hear that one?
From my mom.
And is she from Jasper?
Yes. Okay. Well, she moved down. She originally from Alabama. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it's true.
Okay. Your name?
My name is O'Neal Nixon.
Age?
16.
And where do you live?
Jasper, Florida.
Okay. Tell me some folklore.
Well, long time ago, the saying was you could sit on a pecan tree, you know, and if a pecan fall out and hit you on the head, you'll never have no youngins, all right? No chillins. No kids, rather. You never have no kids. Uh-huh. And
where did you hear that one on there?
My daddy told me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any more?
Well.
Yeah. Okay, what's the cure for pink eye?
You urinate into a small little container about an ounce size, you know, and you just take it and pour your water over into your eyes and just let it sit for a while. And about 30 minutes, your eyes will go to clearing up.
Okay.
And that's it.
Where'd you hear that one?
My mother told me that one. Thunder before 7, rain before 11.
Say that again for me.
A thunder before 7 and a rain before 11.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Washing clothes on Sunday is bad luck, too.
You're right, cutting bread.
Okay, name, please?
Casey Walker.
And what's your age?
18.
Where are you from?
Jennings, Florida.
Okay. Tell me some folklore.
Well, they tell me that it's bad luck to whisper in the house. And about wearing a hat in the house, it's bad luck to do that. And it says it's bad luck to kick a dog. And
tell me about some games.
Oh, it's a lot of, you know, like types of old games that people learned that wasn't taught, you know, like hopscotch and tag and whole, like game that you use in strings, you know, to make different form with your hands. And
okay.
Can I do this little rap on?
Yeah, do it.
Nah, that's
all. That's good. Do it.
Donna.
Donna
Hurst.
Your age?
17.
Okay, where do you live?
Jasper.
Okay, now tell me some folklore.
Well, my daddy used to always say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Yeah. He used to always use that just to tell us about things. And my grandma was Irish, and she always told us that if you had the flu, she'd give you a teaspoon of kerosene with sugar in it, and it'd cure you right up. She said it wouldn't take no time. And if you had a cut on your foot or something, she'd rub turpentine around the sore, not on it, and it keep it from being sore where you could keep on walking and all. And my daddy always used to say that riddle about feed a fiver, pick to peck. I can't say. And my grandma used to say, amen, brother, being shot at a rooster and killed a hen. The hen died, the rooster cried, both committed suicide. And I don't know what it meant, but she just used to always say it. And
was that your grandmother from Ireland? Was that the one?
And my grandpa was Indian chief's son, and he always used to say when a woman had a baby, in his days, when a woman had a baby, the first thing she saw is what she named it after. And my daddy's grandma, my granny Hurst, she always gave you a finicky and whiskey if you had a stomach ache, and she'd make you take it. If you said stomach ache around her, she'd make you take that.
What was that in whiskey again?
Affinicky and whiskey. Uh-huh. And my other grandma was Indian. My grandfather was Indian. And they believe that if you were killed in the night, your spirit would forever wander in darkness and never reach the happy hunting grounds, which meant heaven. They had a lot of folklore.
Yeah. Now, what's your name?
Penny Hogan.
And how old are you?
17.
Where do you live?
White Springs.
White Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're going to tell me about some games.
Oh, Lord. Hopscotch?
Tell me how to play hopscotch.
Oh, you draw little squares in the ground, you number them, and then you jump in the square, and then go around, then hop in the next one. I don't know. That's a long time.
It's been a long time since you played. Do you remember how many squares you have to draw?
12.
12. Mm-hmm. And can you jump on them? What, do you just hop on them? 1 foot, 2 feet, or what?
1 foot.
1 foot.
Don't you throw a stick?
Uh-uh, that's wrong.
What do you do?
12.
I'm saving you.
Oh.
All right, tell me another game.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Tell me how to play that.
There's a bunch of people line up on, there'd be some on one end, some on the other one. They'll call a certain person over, and they'll say, Red Rover, send that person over.
And what happened?
They have to break through the... They hold hands.
Oh, I see.
They have to break through.
Break through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that name came from?
Mm-mm.
What? Do you know any other game?
Red light.
What's that?
There'll be... How do you play that again? I don't know how you play. I forgot how to play it.
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
Yeah, there is two.
Connie.
Yeah. What's your age?
16.
Where are you from?
Jasper.
Okay. Tell me some folklore.
Well, somebody told me about hiccups. You're supposed to get a glass of water and drink from the wrong side of the glass. Speaking
of my own. What's the wrong side of the glass?
On the other side. The opposite side.
To what you usually do. Uh-huh. Do you know any other cures for hiccups?
You're supposed to eat some sugar too, a teaspoon of sugar.
Eat just by itself? Okay. Where did you hear those?
Well, from my mom and grandma.
Okay. Do you know any other? You know any cures for cold? Okay.
No.
Name?
O'Neal Nix.
And your age?
16.
And where are you from?
Jasper, Florida.
Okay. Tell me about some games.
Blind man. It's where, you know, you take a rag and put it over our one person's eyes, and you tell him when to go, and he gonna walk around the room, and the first person he tied gonna be the, you know, the next blind man, and that's the rules for that young.
Okay.
And stop and go. That's just like, you know, stop signs, you know, red light, green light, you know, it's just like that. Like you have a man out in front of a bunch of people, you know, and when this man turn around, that means go, and all the people can walk, you know, when he turn around, that means stop, and all those that he kept walking, and they get, you know, the punishment for, you know.
Okay, what, they usually out of the game or something like that?
Yeah, usually out of the game, that's what it is. And, let me see. Hide and go see. You have a bunch of kids, and you know, you go like any meaning, mind, and motor, pick the person that's going to be the man to go find everybody. So once he finds somebody, you know, he get to take them out, you know, until he find everybody, and they pick another man to go out, you know, find everybody again, just like that. And that's all I can say.
Where'd you learn those games, O'Neal?
I don't know. You know, we just happen to be playing them one day. That's all I know.
Okay. What's your name?
Connie. I'm 16 years old and I live in Jasper. They say if while you're pregnant, you're supposed to let that pregnant person have their will. The baby come, he'll be spoiled.
If while you're pregnant?
Yeah, if the pregnant woman wants to do something, you don't let her do it. The baby come out spoiled. You know, it'll be a bad little boy or girl, whatever.
Yeah, so if the pregnant woman wants to have her way, you should let her?
Yeah.
Because if you don't let her, the baby will be spoiled.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Name?
Amber.
Age?
16.
And got a couple. Where do you live?
Jasper.
Okay.
Got a couple of riddles and a couple of old games and some Mother Nature rhymes. And a riddle is what goes up and never comes down.
Yeah, I don't know what is what goes up and never comes
time.
Down.
Time. And what grows old and never get young. Age. And some old games we used to play: Mom and Dad, Doctor, and Tag, and 1, 2, 3 Red Light, and we used to play some hide and go see. And here's another game. We used to play pin the tail on the donkey. Like, you blindfold this person, and then they have to get a string or whatever, and they got to find wherever you are and then pin it on your backside. And then, some titles of some books was some rhymes was Three Little Bears and Three Little Pigs, and we used to play horse too, and that's
horse?
All.
How do you play horse?
You get like two people, you get a partner, you and your partner, you stand on, you get on your hands, and then your partner get on the back and you try to buck him off.
Uh-huh. Okay, tell me, you mentioned another game, Mom and Dad and Doctor. How do you play that, eh?
Oh.
How do you play Mom and Dad?
Like. okay, like, I'm the mom, and another friend guy can be the dad, and we have a couple of kids, you know, and.
Just like playing house or something.
Yes.
And doctor, you just pretend like you're a doctor and you have some patients.
Yeah, you be examining patients.
Okay, thanks, Ann.
Uh-huh.
Okay, name?
Donna Hurst.
Age?
17.
Where are you from?
Jasper. And there's a game that my mama taught me called Murder at Midnight.
How do you play that?
And you count how many players you have. Like, if you have 8, then you'll take 7 sheets of paper and put a V on it for the victim, and one of them will have an M for murder. And then you put them all in something, and everybody draws one, and you don't tell nobody what you got. And the one that got murder, they all run and hide, and after he hears that everybody's hidden, the one that got the M on his sheet of paper, he goes around and tries to find them all. When he finds them, he grabs you by the neck, and you holler murder at midnight, and then he goes and finds the next one. And when he finds them all, they all go back and then do it again, put them back in the thing. And
let me ask you a question. Does the person who gets the M run and hide like it pretends he doesn't have
it? Yeah, he pretends like he doesn't have it.
Okay.
And there's another one we used to play. It's called Red Light. And everybody's in the car, and you drive up to a red light, and you try to jump out and run around the car and get back in your seat before it changes green, and the one that didn't make it to a seat, he gets left. And leapfrog.
Come on, tell me about that.
You get in the line and just hop over each other like a frog, and you keep on going as far as you want to.
I see. Okay, so you don't lose anything in that, do you?
Leapfrog?
Yeah, like there's nobody
out. It's just play.
Uh-huh. Okay. Name?
Michael Cole.
Age?
17.
And where do you live?
I live in Belleville, Florida.
Okay.
Some folklore. I remember when they used to say that if you tell too many lies, you will grow a big libel on the tip of your tongue.
That's true.
You
know? That's true.
I don't have and some people have told me that if your mama tell you to do something and you do something else, that night the boogeyman will come and see you. You know, we send some kind of belief of the boogeyman. And and it was some games we used to play a long time ago. We was little kids, play some games. I could recall one of the games we like to play all, you know, used to like to play all the time. Girls, fun. It was called Debbie and the Pickfall. You know, we have about six or seven peoples, and they line up in one line, and we pick one out of them six, and have to be the devil. And how they get the victim is they have to, everybody else have a special color. They be named a color. And the devil just be calling out color, like red, blue, and green. And if he happen to call out your color, you have to take off running before he can catch you. If he catch you, he pitch in the, over the way his pick fall at. Then he'll keep on doing that till he get to the last one. You know, they just call that devil in the pick fall, you know. And it used to be all kind of riddles and game, you know, we used to believe in, you know. And if you walk by the grave, now, if you ride it, you're supposed to, if you're going by a grave, you're riding by a grave, you're never supposed to point at a grave because your finger supposed to ride off, you know, and all kind of weird belief like that. And it say, and some people say you're never supposed to ride by you. By the radio church with the radio playing on in the car. You always supposed to turn the radio off or down real low before you ride by the church, you know. It's all kind of weird folklore belief, you know. Thank you.
Name?
Casey Walker.
And your age?
18.
And where do you live?
Jenny, Florida. Well, I have a few games we used to play. Simpler, when you know, like we play marbles and which one I really like was called Right Pocket, you know, I'm going to explain that to you, Carl. You know, like you and the lots of more guys, you know, you sit together and you, and anything that you have in your right pocket and they catch you with it in there, if they call Right Pocket, you have to give it to them. So, and then, you know, like that going all day long until, you know, you finally want to call it quits, then you call it quit. Then we used to play the psych race, you know, when you get in the psych. You and some more people deal start at the line, you know, and the first one to get to the finish line wins, you know. And I used to play chase. And some old, you know, things that people just used to think was bad luck, you know, to walk on a ladder, you know, say bad luck. And I used to hear if you kill a frog, you know, that the devil ride you back at night. And another bad luck is bad luck to stand over a grave. And there's some old rhyme like Jack and Jill and Three Little Pigs and Bad Bad Black Sheep. And it's one more. It's an old game. It's called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. You know, you take your feet. You know, a whole lot of people, about six or seven of your partner, you put your feet in, and they say Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo to the last one. The last one will get to be the one that get the chase. You know, then the one that don't be in, you know, they go hide and you go try to find them. You know, then you start all over again. That's about it.
Okay, thanks, Casey.
Like that. Okay. Like that.
Name?
Michael Cole.
Nate.
17.
And where do you live?
Bayville, Florida. Right. I have heard that, you know, plenty of medicine used to cure people in the old days. All kind of strange remedies and such kind. It used to be known that you take some collard greens. If you have a high fever, a real high fever, your mother or somebody go get some collard greens and rub some water on your chest and lay the greens, you know, the leaves on your chest. It used to grow out the fever in you. Then by the next morning, you'll be well, you know. And it was some belief about if a girl or a woman whatever, get pregnant, they don't supposed to play in another person's hair because it used to make the other person's hair come out. Like that, you know. And there's another belief about your hair that if more than two person being one person head at the same time, the youngest person within that head gonna die. Something real bad gonna happen to him. You know, so most of the time now, you see two person in someone's head, you know, somebody tell them, you know, that's bad luck, or you're gonna die, the youngest one gonna die. And it has been known that you don't supposed to light a cigarette. Two person not supposed to take a light off one cigarette match at the same time. The youngest one who would light that cigarette off that same identical match would die. We have very bad luck in the future or something like that. It has been I heard all kind of strange folklore, you know. And all such types. And I have known that if you put on the wrong shoe in the morning, that the next day when you wake up, your foot gonna be lopsided or turned the other way or some kind.
Oh, nice.
All like that. No, it's and it's you don't supposed to use yes, and your mother or whoever don't put the wash clothes on Wednesday. I heard that too. My mother never washed clothes on Wednesday. And and I heard all such kind, but I don't believe in them though. It kind of like roots. You ever heard of roots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't believe in roots. Like they can have these some kind of magic powers, some kind of powers they could put on people, I throw on them, I pin in their grants, make them do mostly anything they want them to do, you know. Like I put them on some kind of hip toast, you know, hypnotize them. I don't believe in nothing like that, you know, but I just heard the thing. Like, I've been told plenty of stories, all such things like that, but you know, in this day and age, I don't believe in nothing like
that. Do you know the names of any of those roots?
The names, I can hear of one called the flimbox, something like that. Is when you can make a person give you your money. Just go up to them, just start talking a lot, and before they know it, they're gonna hand you anything what you're talking about. You know, they don't have no idea that they is actually handing it to you.
What do you have? How do you do that with the root? Do you?
Oh well, this is Well, this might be for real, you know. You could just talk, you know. You could be a good, fast, like a, something like a con artist. You could be something like a con artist, but it'd be some kind of secret way you could do it. You know, just talk to a person. Like, you could go in a store and talk to the cashier and just keep talking and talking and talking to him. And for the other person know it, they be going to hand you all your money, all their money, you know. And they had no idea of it until about a few hours later. They start looking for their money or whatever. They're going to hand it to you. You know, they're called flimback or flimbacus.
Well, how does the root work? Do you have it in your pocket or do you take it?
Yeah, you. I heard you can have it in your pocket or have it in, it could be a liquid. You know, it's, you can have it as a liquid, any kind of something. You could put it on, you could rub it on, some kind of powders. You could put it in your food, any kind, stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
And it used to be, I heard when somebody put roots on you, you could go to a something like a root worker. And they could take it, they could take them roots off what have been put on you by someone else. I don't know how they do it, you know, it's kind of like witchcraft back in the old days. Like when a witch put a spell on you, that would the roots people be mainly based on witchcraft, on voodoo, and all such things like that. And all kind of things, though. But roots is it's believed to be going on today. You know, I can heard a lot about it. Like about 3 years ago, was a man out there in Belleville where I lived at. You know, he was walking around normal one day, and the next day he was kind of going out of his mind. I mean, crazy. So they had called the police and out there everything. You know, nothing like that. Still wouldn't. They put him in the hospital and all that. He's still acting crazy, you know. Then about a few months later, they took him over here in Madison. They took him over to Madison County over there to the root worker. Then about a week later, after that, after all they had took him to the doctor and hospital and all that, still couldn't find no cure for him. They took him to this root worker over there in Madison. And they say he performed some kind of witchcraft or sudden, some kind of magic potion to get him back to the right senses of mind, and that's cured him. Then, you know, then he moved off down in Mojave. He's staying down there now. You know, I haven't saw him since then. But he had been known all kind of stuff.
Do you know the name of that root worker over in Madison?
No, I just know they had took him over to one. And I heard my great grandmama. She was walking to her house one day. When she stepped on her first step, going on her porch, somebody had laid some root plants, you know, some roots under her porch. And when she stepped on the porch, her foot actually turned all the way around in another direction. And they had to take her to a root worker in some kind of way of some kind of voodoo or sudden, he managed to get her foot to turn back right. You know, I didn't see it, but that's what I just heard, you know. But people had told me like that. And it had been many, I have heard many things, you know. And I think that about it.
Okay, what's your name?
Ann Brown.
And how old are you?
16.
Where do you live?
Jasper. I know a couple of homemade toys, like they used to make slingshots and popcorn guns and them rubber guns and tree swings and some pogo sticks and all that. And when you and Mike was talking about voodoo and job and going to this here root woman, and this is true. This dude, I guess he's having trouble anyway. He went to this root woman. And he was talking to her, and after he had left, everywhere he put his hand, everywhere he placed his hand, if he put his hand in his hair, spots would come right where he put his hand at.
You mean like if he put his hand on my arm?
Yeah.
What sort of spots would be there?
You won't have no hair where he put his hand at.
Oh, I see. So if he just put his hand on his head, he just left an imprint of his hand,
yeah,
and it all disappeared. Why did the root woman do that to him, do you know?
I don't know. I guess he or she didn't know what they was doing.
Was that in Jasper?
Not the root woman were, but the dude is. He were.
Okay. Thanks, man.